Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. I think it goes without saying that the 2020 election cycle has been stressful for everyone on both sides of the aisle. And when combined with the isolation and anxieties of the pandemic and the economy, mental health is suffering in a big way. Mental health activist Akia Red knows firsthand how difficult that can be, especially for people of color. Thank you for joining me today, Akia.
Thank you for having me, Vicki.
How did mental health become your mission?
Well, about 4 years ago, I was dealt a hand of cards that just kind of sent me over the edge. I think I've always had a bit of anxiety and depression, but I was faced with a breast cancer scare. And also a couple of other health issues had come up. And I just could not seem to get my emotions, my nerves under control. And so I had a breakdown. And really what that looked like for me was consistent crying all the time, hands was shaking, trembly, and I actually thought that I was facing a neurological issue because of how many symptoms I was actually having and experiencing physically. So I went to the doctor, and they diagnosed me with generalized anxiety and major depression. And from that moment, when I decided that, okay, I'm going to need treatment, I'm going to need therapy, I'm going to need medication, I thought that it was very advantageous of me to start having these conversations by blogging and reaching specifically women to be able to talk about their struggle and their emotions and to really let people in on my recovery journey.
What unique difficulties do women and girls of color face with their mental health?
Well, I really think it's because of the stigma, but it's more so to a mixed bag. So let me just say that. It's a mixed bag of things. First and foremost, you have the stuff that we're going through right now as a society with the social unrest. So we kind of are born and bred with this feeling of feeling inferior, not good enough. And then you put on top of that, if you do have some kind of mental health condition, you are kind of put in this category of being weak. And Black people don't go through that, and you need to toughen up, and you need to be the strong Black woman. So very young Black women are taught to be strong and to be the backbone of their community in whatever capacity that is. And so it's unique for us because we're not allowed to show any kind of weakness or what we would call just emotion and feeling anything. So that makes it particularly hard if you are a person of color or a woman in particular.
Tell us about your book, Authentic You.
So I wrote Authentic You probably a little bit after I released my first book, Be Free, Be You, because I thought, how awesome would it be to pen a book specifically targeted to young girls, tweens and teens, but also not only talking to them, but also talking to the little girl inside of me. And that's what I've been telling people about Authentic You, is that it actually healed the little girl inside of me. And I wrote about the things that I wanted to have someone tell me when I was a tween and a teenager. And I thought, how perfect would that be, since I also, you know, have a 9-year-old daughter who is creeping into the tweens. And so a lot of what I talk about was inspired by what I've seen my 13-year-old son go through and what I've also started to experience with my 9-year-old daughter and even myself growing up.
And how did you learn to embrace your own voice?
Well, it's a lifelong journey. I am still actually learning to embrace my own voice. I think it's not something that you just decide one day you're going to do. I think it's a decision that you make a little bit at a time and honoring those things that you feel strongly about. And even if your voice is a whisper at first, it's okay to just speak your truth, no matter how loud it is, and no matter what kind of pushback you get. Just be okay with being able to express yourself, no matter what anybody else says.
I'm speaking with mental health activist Akia Red. Akia, what is your favorite means of self-care?
My favorite thing to do every single day is I wake up about 30 to 40 minutes earlier than everybody in my house. I get on my fluffy robe and my fluffy slippers, and I come downstairs and grab a cup of coffee. And I literally sit there and look out the window in the nature as I sip my coffee. And that piece of serenity and quiet and calm for me is the thing that I must do every day. And it works wonders. Another thing is just getting out in nature and making sure that I'm moving my body every day. It feels really, really helpful. And it helps me get all of that emotion out.
You really do have to take care of yourself in order to take care of others. Would you agree with that?
I definitely would agree with that. You absolutely do. It is something that I have to practice and tell myself on a daily basis that I am only as good as I am to myself. I cannot do for other people what I don't possess or give to other people what I don't have. So self-care is extremely important if you're going to especially be an advocate or an activist. You have to care for yourself.
And what advice do you have for us to maintain our mental health right now?
I would say limit your social media and news intake. I would tell everyone to make sure that they're getting outside and taking some time away from, you know, all of the noise of the norm. And I would say make some time for physical activity. That releases so much what they call dopamine or that feel-good hormone. And so when you, whether you're walking outside or you're running on the treadmill, whatever you're doing, it does help your brain. It helps release any negative emotions. So yeah, those would be the things that I would encourage people to do.
I've been speaking today with mental health activist Akia Red. Akia, how can people get your book, Authentic You?
They can go to Amazon. And they can pre-order it. It will be released on November 16th. They can also go to AkiaRed.com and they can order it that way. Or if they are on Instagram, they can look up at Akia Red and they can go to my link tree in the bio and they can pre-order it that way as well.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate being here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.